Here we are on beautiful Jones Street.
You saw Ted Jones.
Sponsored by Stock L Dreamery, the most delicious vegan cheese on the market. We got original smoked paprika and chili, garlic and herbs. And I'll tell you what, guys, this is the best vegan cheese you'll have. Don't forget the cheddar melt. Enjoy the episode. What's up, guys? I got to be honest. Okay, I was just recording for 5 minutes into the abyss because I didn't press record. Gosh. It's insane how that happens sometimes, you know what I mean? But if you're listening today on Monday, tonight, Margarita Monday, every single Monday, we do a free show at Comedy Shop. Just check the link wherever you're listening to this and you'll get to that show. Late last night, it being Friday today, late last night, Thursday, I gotta appreciate the pizza places that are open to like 2 a.m., man. And on McDougal Street, they have a delicious vegan slice. I'll shout them out because those are my boys, Artistic Pizza. If you guys are ever wondering, like, Ted, how do you eat vegan all the time? Tell me you're not craving a steak or craving a grilled cheese. In New York City, you know, there's enough options where I feel like I'm balanced. I can eat mostly whatever. If it's vegan, I'm sucking it down. If it's not vegan, I'm not. You know, like I can be pretty basic on my food. I'm not like a foodie at all. Maybe I can see why it'd be difficult for people who like all these different type of foods and restaurants to try vegan things. But the vegans every single week, I feel like we're putting out products that taste better. I don't know where you're at in the world, the United States, but if you do find a fresh vegan slice of pizza, try it out. Try it out. Why not? You're going to feel a lot better after eating that than eating like a, you know, I'll put in quotation marks, a regular cheese pizza from a cow. Because like 90% of the world, maybe not that much, maybe I'm being dramatic, is lactose intolerant, man. We're not supposed to be eating cheese. Or I don't even know how they make cheese, man. I don't want to know how they make cheese. I imagine it just comes straight from the udder of a cow. And then you put it in some machine and the machine's like, zzz, zzz, and then boom, cut it into slices. But being able to eat cheese pizza, vegan cheese pizza, like, I'm gonna be honest, like the last month, probably had it like 3 or 4 times a week. And it's like one of the only things that is open that late. So I'm either having a cheese pizza, vegan, oh, someone just sent me an email, or I'm having cashews. I'm having raw cashews. For those of you who don't know, cashews, the dumb perignon of nuts, those are raw cashews, man. Being a vegan, that's like one of the best snacks. But people always ask, Ted, don't you miss certain foods? Don't you miss the steaks? Don't you miss the pizza? Something like that. But no, I don't. Okay, and I think that having vegan substitutes, it makes it a lot easier, especially being in New York City. Try and chef up some vegan things. There's tons of vegan recipes all over the place. And people always ask, Ted, how do you feel? Do you feel better? Yes, I do feel better. Just like on a general basis, I sleep better. I never have phlegm in my lungs. Like I remember by accident, probably like 2 years ago, I think it was like chicken and it was supposed to be a vegan dish for sure. Or the place was called like Vegan in the Wild. And it was one of those Uber Eats places that wasn't fully vegan. They would just have vegan options and they have ghost kitchens. I don't know if you guys know what ghost kitchens are. It's just you order to a random, whatever it is, deli, and they don't have a specified address on it, and they kind of sneak in their food into the algorithm of Uber Eats. But anyway, I had some sort of chicken and cheese, and like I could feel it the next day. I had phlegm in my throat, and when I have these vegan meals, I feel good. There's never a point in time where I feel like I need to be rolled out of the restaurant or rolled into bed. Granted, I do still nap like 2 or 3 times a week, like 20 minutes a week. Do you guys ever nap? Obviously, like, you know, if you're working in the office, working in corporate, it's very hard to nap. But there were certain situations when I was working in my pop's office for like 6.5 years, I'd eat an enormous, even if I was just having a salad, a chicken salad. Is that a meme with chicken salad, right? You guys know what I'm talking about? But whatever, that was for the younger crowd. I'll have even a healthy meal, quotation marks, and I still feel like I'm going to pass out looking at an Excel spreadsheet in front of me. So I think that everyone should try and go meatless for 72 hours, see how it makes you feel. That's all you really need to notice a difference in your physical being and maybe your emotional being. I know that people will say like, oh, I can never live without the juicy burger, juicy cheese and steak, but you might be able to, especially with all these substitutions getting better and things just tasting better in general. You know, now I know I've been talking about it a lot, but it granted, it's been the longest amount of time that I haven't smoked nuggets since high school. It's wild. It's been like around 50 days. Round of applause, please. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be done counting soon. Will I ever go back to smoking weed? I don't know. But I'm gonna be honest with you guys. There was a point in time where I was smoking a lot. Okay. Smoking like 4 or 5 joints a day, 4 or 5 times a day. It's a lot. I was like Snoop Dogg. They call me Snoop Jones, the white version. But now I'm just like, I'm feeling a lot better. I think because I'm able to sleep more. Like, I find myself not waking up in the middle of the night at all, really, now. Like, I'm sleeping 6 hours straight. I'll go back to bed. Maybe I'll check my phone, scroll on IG or TikTok. TikTok, because that's what people are doing, you know, for like 10 minutes, and then I'll fall back asleep for like an hour, hour and a half. But I've noticed that I'm able now to sleep for 7 to 8 hours and feel fully rested, when before I was puffing the herb, I needed to sleep for 8.5, 9 hours for sure on the reg. So I think that it's affected my sleep. My dreams are still wild. People will know that, like, once you stop blazing, like, your dreams come back. And I hope that it slowly stops getting so wild, because some of these dreams are just nuts, dude. Like, I went to one of my boys' weddings that I wasn't invited to. I show up and he's like, "Oh, Ted, I'm so happy you're here." And I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm so happy I'm here too." Even though, like, I wasn't invited, it was like weird. He was so happy to see me, but and I saw all the people there and I was like, "Dude, why am I not invited to this?" It was weird. I just got too deep on the pod. This is supposed to be a comedy pod, not a freaking spiritual pod. You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, tonight is Margarita Monday. I'd recommend you guys come. We have the best lineups Monday night. Free show, 8 p.m. And now that this is the fourth rendition of Margarita Monday, we're doing it every single Monday. It's like, am I going to do this every single Monday for the rest of my life? I mean, probably not. But for the next X amount of weeks, we're going to be doing it, man. We're going to be doing it. And I'll tell you what, some comics are like annoying about it. "Yo, man, let me get on the show, man. Yo, bro, can I get on Margarita Monday? Bro, why don't you offer a spot on your show?" But sometimes people get taken advantage of easily, right? Like, I've had bad relationships in the past where I've been like, "Oh, well, that's okay. Oh, you know, she just forgot. Oh, this is that. She's not texting me. Oh, whatever." You know? And I think being in a circumstance like that, like, you got to realize you got to stand up for yourself, right? Everybody listening and watching. Today being Friday, oh my, I have a coffee date today. We talked about this last time about, like, drink states. I don't think dinner drinks. I don't think, like, I don't know. It's just like, what are you supposed to do for a first date? You know, like, my grandparents, I talked about this on the pod before, like 2 pods ago. Like, what did they do for a first date? They probably don't even remember what the first date was. Maybe they remember where they met, like in the hallway at school, but like, there's a lot of pressure going around on first dates. You know what I mean? And I have a good friend of mine who has been going on like 2 or 3 dates, no joke, a week for the past 6 months. It's like, bro, what's going on? The guy's spending at least $100 on a date, and it's fine. The guy makes a lot of money. It's great. Good for him. But it's like, bro, what are we looking for here, man? It's just like, is it a waste of time getting freaking drinks and dinner with a person that, like, you might not see again? It's weird. Like, are you supposed to FaceTime before a first date? Do you guys ever do that? Anytime I'm on dating apps, I'm like, why am I doing this? I hate this. But hey, whatever. We got a fresh coffee date today that I'm actually excited for. We'll see, man. We'll see. In this whole realm of Ted Jones world, if you guys know, we do like sketches, vlogs, comedy shows, podcasts. And people often ask, "Ted, what do you like doing the most?" I'd say as of right now, like within the past few months, I've definitely gotten more into the sketch bug. And I like playing a lot of characters myself.
"Who ordered a vegan pizza?"
"What is this vegan pizza?"
"I don't think anyone ordered a vegan pizza."
"Somebody ordered a vegan pizza and I'm not leaving till I get my money." "Hey, Spanish guy over there, you ordered this vegan pizza?"
"Mommy, my vegan pizza is here. I'm going to have to call you back."
"That'll be $20. "Ah, this is vegan?" "Yeah, buddy, it's what you ordered." "Oh! Oh!
You want to have slime?"
"Yeah, why not?
I've never tried it."
"Ted! Igor! You want this vegan pizza?"
"Sure. I'll have a bite."
"Yeah, sure. I'll give it a try."
"This is actually pretty good." He's vegan.
It's really cool.
You know, it is great to work with other people, but I think like having a dynamic where I can do a number of accents and also like talk to different characters in the sketch writing, it's fun. You know, a little bit weird that all I do mostly, I mean, like living alone, also like I find myself just talking to myself a lot. Like right now, yes, you guys are listening and watching, but in the current moment, maybe not where you're listening to it right now, like I'm talking to myself, right? That's weird. And if I don't have a spot, for those of you who don't know what a spot is, it's a comedy set where you go on a show and you do X amount of minutes. So if I don't have a spot at night, like I'm doing 15 to 20 minutes in my mirror, checking out my mannerisms. I'm like, huh, could you believe that my dad's telling me jokes? And I'm gonna be honest, guys, they're not even funny because they're dad jokes. Ha ha ha. And then I pause for laughter and things like that. But I think talking to yourself could be a powerful thing. You know, hash out a lot of shit. And when I do talk to myself, guys, I'm going to say that even over like the last, I'd say like two and a half years, I've been positively talking to myself. And it maybe it doesn't, I can't tell you if right away it helps on like the success module, but on the happiness scale, I think it brings it up. You know, if you're always yelling at yourself, telling yourself you're stupid or being like idiot or just yelling, you're going to be in a bad mood. Like, for example, okay, the other day I had to go tux shopping because my boy is getting married and I don't have a tux. And I was like, oh my God, the last thing I want to do is put on a freaking tuxedo and try it on. And my hair was all over the place. And I know you guys can't tell because I'm wearing the hat and I got the headgear on, but it was like a mullet, okay? I know for at least a few months, people were vaguely saying like, oh, Ted, I like your mullet. Or, oh, Ted, you got a mullet. I was sick of it. And I just saw my hair in the mirror and I was like, this is a standard mullet. And I put on the tuxedo. I'll pop up a picture right here. I was hating this hair that I had. It was out of control, but I got a nice little trim. Shout out Chelsea Park Barbers, my boys, giving me a light cut, but it was just in the back. I want to keep it long on top just because I want to see how long I can last. Pause. Never really had hair this long, I don't think. And I like it. It's different. Feels powerful. And I feel like 200 years ago and such, there were really no haircuts. Even maybe, what, like 100 years ago, I guess haircuts were invented. People started looking more sharp before the roaring 20s, before the Great Depression, right? But in old tribes, like long hair just symbolized power and strength. And you got all your wisdom up here. In the past, I've been like, oh, maybe I'll get a haircut. I'll feel different. I never really felt different, you know? But now having this long hair, maybe I do feel a little bit different. I could tell you that. I could tell you that, guys. I find myself spending most of my days either writing, editing, or filming something. And coming up on 3 years of doing Ted Jones World full time, it's been quite the journey. Tell you that, man, it's been quite the journey. I kind of have like a little routine down, but I just remember working in an office, man. It just made me so depressed. Just because I was always timing myself. I was always like, all right, you know what? Well, when my labrum and my shoulders healed, or like when my groin isn't as hurt, because I had like a string of no joke for like 2.5-3 years where every few months something else was injured. And I wasn't even going to the gym at that particular time. I was just eating a ton of McDonald's. I was doing too many illegal stuff, man. I was doing too many drugs and I just felt like shit. Maybe I was just like being a piece of shit. See, that's what you're not supposed to talk to yourself like that, right? I was being immature. Let's say that. I was being immature. And now I'm trying to be more mature, man. Find myself drinking maybe like once or twice a month, tops. And when I am drinking, I'm not really having more than 2 drinks, but I used to freaking black out. It was bad. I used to be a nightclub promoter. Do you guys remember that? I've told you that before. I was drinking cranberry vodkas like 5 or 6 nights a week. Being out till 3 or 3:30 in the morning. Because when I was a nightclub promoter, I had to be at the club from 11:45 till 3 every single night. I was exhausted. Wake up at 1 p.m., have a bacon, egg, and cheese. Go about my day in a very slow, sloth-like manner. And then I'd be back out at the club that night. It was a wild time. Being a nightclub promoter. So many freaking weird things that you'd see also. It's just people sitting at tables, spending $10,000. They're on their phone, just trying to, who are you trying to impress, man? I don't know if I would ever see myself doing that again. I mean, I was never spending that much money. Like, I was the guy who was put there with people to make other people spend money. So I'd be paid a few hundred dollars a night just to be at a table with X amount of people, like I said, and look like I was having a great time. We'd be like, so now it's a little bit different, especially since DJs are so popular. People are more willing to spend a lot of money if they like a specific DJ. But back in the day, it was just like, oh yeah, we're going to go to this spot. We're going to go to SL. What was it called? Why was it called SL? It wasn't called SL because of Spring Lounge. I think it was like a Tao group place. But anyway, this promoter that I worked with, it was like a 2,000 square foot space. The tables were at least $2,500. And I'd be next to a rich Turkish guy, and he thinks that I'm buying these bottles as they're coming. He's like, what is this 19-year-old kid doing here? Freaking spending all this money? I'm going to spend money. Little did he know. Yes, I was like 19 years old too. It was like a running joke once I finally turned 21. All the bouncers and club promoters were like, oh shit, Ted Jones is 21. I was like, all right, guys, relax. But yes, you can imagine that was way before I was vegan, man. That was way before I was vegan. People ask, like, what made you go vegan? And a big part of it was the extremely invasive jaw surgery I have. You guys can kind of see the scar here, but it's getting better. For 3 months, I couldn't chew. I could barely eat. I lost like 20 pounds. And then once my jaw started to heal, I got back into eating soft foods. Like avocados, chickpeas, a lot of fruit. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to change. It was right around that time that vegan movement was making a bigger push. What the Health was out. I think Game Changers came out shortly after that. And I just saw the studies where people were performing better athletically. Not that I was like an athlete at the time, but people felt better. Diseases were being reversed. And every 5 years, it seems like we learned the last 10 years of what we were doing just have not been correct. If you guys remember 2020, like, where's this guy Fauci? Okay. I'm not saying that the coronavirus was a pandemic, you know, but you can look back on it and be like, what was the deal, man? Did we really need to kill 70% of the businesses in New York that weren't able to sell anything for 3 to 4 months, right? They would just sit there. They owe the landlord money. It was a tough time. And it's like, could we have approached that situation better? And I haven't seen an ounce of Fauci. If you guys have seen Fauci in the last, I don't know, 18, 24 months, you guys let me know. I don't know where he's at. Is he on the beach in the Bahamas somewhere chilling? But we saw so much of him like every day, and people were obsessed with coronavirus, freaking wiping down groceries. It was weird. And you see how this, I don't want to say mob mentality, kind of overtakes, but you see how when a lot of people think a certain way, a lot of things can get done. So that's why I'm here preaching, not propaganda, but preaching, potentially try and go more vegan. More vegan spots are being open in New York City, and some restaurants are shifting over to the vegan module, which is nice to see. Even though there are places, like I went to this restaurant, where was it? It was like 28th and Broadway. You're lucky I forgot your name, but I'm not going to call you out. They had the letter V for vegan dish under a few dishes that had cheese in it. I was like, bruh, unless that's vegan cheese, which I asked. And they were like, oh no, let me check with the manager. And no, it wasn't vegan cheese, bruh. It wasn't vegan cheese. So you got to be careful with that. And I find myself reading ingredients and I'm like, why is it in some foods? I'm like, why is there even cheese? Why does there need to be gelatin in this? You guys know what gelatin is? Yes. Crushed up animal bones. And that's in like a lot of chewy kind of candy. But shout out Nerds Rope and shout out Twizzlers, which actually doesn't have any gelatin in it. But a lot of these like candies that are squishy and soft, I can mention like Skittles, I believe. Or maybe I have to look that up. Skittles has gelatin in it. But I do feel better. Most importantly, I feel better mentally. My mental clarity is at a higher level, and I don't ever feel like I'm stuffed and I'm in a food coma. Those are the two things that I think have affected my day-to-day the most. While I'm out here freaking saving billions of animals, it's fresh. I also feel like a selfish reason for it. My health is better. My skin looks clear. Check it out. I'm coming right up here to the camera, taking some cold showers, but also my skin looks pretty clear. You know, I used to have boils on my face. I don't know if I've really ever talked about it too much. I had to take Accutane 2 times. For those of you who have ever taken Accutane, it dries the F out of your skin. First time I took it, I was like 16 years old. I was playing tennis. There was just holes in my hand and on my feet for how much it was drying my skin out. My lips during the winter, I could barely smile without getting a crack in my face. And I had to take it 2 times. That's how bad my skin was. But I think a good amount of it was probably because of my diet, because of the bad shit that I was eating. And I remember, oh my gosh, I went to a dermatologist and he was saying that the food that I ate had nothing to do with how bad my skin was, which looking back on it, it's such an insane thing to say, such an insane thing to believe, especially being a dermatologist. Yeah, whatever, just put him on Accutane. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's eating cheeseburgers, drinking milk, and having cheese. Like, bruh, you look at the studies now, what, 15 years later, it probably did. It probably did, man. Yeah, like I was saying, we learn so much every few years. Like me taking Adderall, oh my gosh, what a terrible time. I know that a lot of people still take it. Sometimes they like the feeling. It's like a meth feeling. But when I took it from the ages of probably 8 to 14, I hated it. I remember I was at tennis camp one time and they were making me take these fat Concerta pills. One of the counselors who was like 18 was giving it to me every day for like 2 weeks. And I remember like specifically at least 5 or 6 times I would just take it from him and then I just throw it to the side. Like I throw it in the grass. And one day he found it. He's like, Ted, why are you not taking your Adderall pills? And I'm like, bro, it just kills my personality. I feel like I'm in a different universe, not in a good way. But drugs from companies that are doing commercials online, or drugs from companies that have stadiums, or maybe initially, like to get to that point, they were looking out for you. But now, once they started making those billions of dollars, it can't be good. For the most part, if you listen to like all, how many, I don't even know how many episodes we're at, like 432 episodes, you probably know a lot about me. It's like an audio and visual journal that hopefully I can leave a legacy behind. You know, even if one person listens, hopefully they'll know more about me. And maybe they'll figure out more about themselves and be like, you know what? Ted Jones is vegan. Seems to be pretty healthy. Seems to be doing all right. Mentally, emotionally, physically at this particular time. But I would suggest that everybody, you know, put their 72 hours in, try and go vegan, and maybe you'll feel better. There's so many substitutes out there, guys. Yes, you might live in a rural town in the middle of America or in a different country, but you can start with the vegetables. You can start with whole foods, not the actual, chain whole foods. I'm talking about eating the beans, chickpeas, watermelon, avocado. There's a lot of options. Have some squash. And if you're a good cook, that's got to be an enormous boost for you, because I'm not a good cook. I'm a preparer, as my dad likes to call himself. I just prepare foods. You know, like I'll put chickpeas and beans in a can with hot sauce and I'm good. The $3 lunch. That's something that I'll do. But if you can cook, that's an enormous bonus. You have unlimited amounts of information on the web. Put some cauliflower in a thing. You're like, stir fry, soy sauce. And you can still eat sushi. I know that there are some places in New York that do vegan sushi. But you can still, if you go to a regular sushi restaurant and you don't want to eat fish, yeah, I stopped eating fish a long time ago too. I used to be a massive spicy tuna in California roll guy. But now if I go to the sushi place, I'll have an avocado roll, do something simple, cucumber roll, sweet potato roll, asparagus roll, which isn't that good. I know that doesn't even sound that good. And then also I'm a massive bagel guy. I'll have bagels with some Stockel Dreamery cream cheese. And most bagel places now have tofu vegetable spreads or tofu scallion, and that slaps. I'm not gonna front. It is pretty good eating stuff like that. But I'd say the more time that passes, the more we're gonna learn that it's not sustainable. And people will be like, well, yeah, we've been doing it for thousands of years. Yeah, but you used to go in the forest with your freaking spear and try and kill a boar. Because I understand back in the day, man, you gotta eat. And then fasting also, I've talked a lot about fasting on this pod. I haven't been doing as much of it recently, but, or I guess I have. I usually wait until past 2 p.m. to start eating. Like today, right now it's 12:30 p.m. And I told you I have that coffee date a little bit later at 4 p.m. So I probably won't eat before that, just so I'm sharp. Just so this girl's like, oh my God, He's so smart. No. I ate super late last night, like I said. And I think waiting to eat, and it also just fires survival things in your body. And your body just like gets better, gets stronger. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what? I think I've given you guys a lot of juice today. So hopefully try and go vegan for at least 3 days. Let me know how you feel. Write in the comments. Email me, tedjonesworld@gmail.com. And yes, guys, July 3rd or 4th, we have the 5th annual Ted Jones World Vegan Hot Dog Eating Contest. That is going to be amazing. If you'd like to compete, entries are open. Submit at tedjonesworld@gmail.com. We're going to have about 10 to 15 contestants. We haven't decided yet, and the location is still TBD, but it's going to be amazing. If you guys have seen any one of the past 4 vegan hot dog eating contests, they've been a literal movie. It's been amazing. Making more vegan sketch type content, doing vegan content with brands. If you are a vegan brand and you'd like to work with me, again, I'll shout out that email one more time. TedJonesWorld@vegan.com. And here is the most recent vegan sketch that we did. I'm going to leave you guys with this. I thought it was pretty hilarious. And like I said, you know, playing a bunch of characters is super fun. And doing sketches in general has been, it's been fun for me. And on this journey of 3 years into doing Ted Jones World full time, it seems like I'm doing more things each and every day. And it's been fun, guys. It's been fun. So thanks so much for tuning in and tagging along on the journey. Again, I'm Ted Jones. Don't forget, we'll see you next time. Peace.